Some of the men are loyal, Chalad, and Aish, and Tipsho. Let's go read it right now. So Tosfos has a problem or a question with the word Ajitiksha for the Tosfos example. What's the name of the Tosfos? Yeah, thank
you.
Number one, what's the first question number one?
Why did they have to say Ajitiksha?
Question. Everyone knows that.
Then you have to wait till dark.
That the eating starts at dark. In other words, the Gemara deals with the lo yochal, why shouldn't you eat? When? In other words, the part where you can eat, do those mitzvahs. Mitzvahs hayom is actually tiksha.
The oh, the Gemara gav is shavut b'yom tovim lo katani le. Lo katani.
Furthermore, it's true that there is some type of legitimate reason to teach the chesh. It should be true not just in the context of Pesach, but l'chor by all other yom tovim and Shabbos as well. Okay, then you have the first dance, which is reading Korbiel.
Tomer Harim Korbiel, the Galim Mats Dafa, Beginner Nash Kachav, Kedatanya, Mitzusapta, Hapesach, Matzva Mor, Mitzvotan Mish Kachav, the time of Mishim Yachti, the Akhurat of Asar Bala Hazeh, Matzar Mor, Eat Kashul Pesach. About Surah Chavet, the Amitobi, Matzi Achel Rumi, the Odium.
Correct. Ask number one, what's the meaning of Korbiel? The answer, why do you need specifically the mission to teach you actually Tekshav Daf in the context of Pesach?
Because the mitzvah is
because it's true only in the context of Pesach. Otherwise, on other chagim, you could start eating earlier on. You could have your Shabbos meal Friday night in the middle of the summertime. Many people do this. You make Shabbos early, you dive at 7 o'clock at night, you make Shabbos early, and you end up eating your meal early. You go to sleep while it's still light out sometimes. But not according to the Mikor Biel. According to the Mikor Biel, you can do everything you vote on as long as it starts after Shabbos, as long as it's not the Shabbos going on, you can do the whole thing early. Kedam, and it brings a rally. This is right from the Gemara Brachos.
I'm prepared to feel as Shachar. Repel Adam Shal Shabbat, Be'er Shabbat, Be'er Shabbat, and Be'omer Kirish Hayom, Be'od Yom.
Good. What's the rally that you can?
You can search Shabbos early.
How many rayas do you have here? One Gemara, but the two examples of rayas which are?
One from a pasuk and one from where?
No, it's Tefillah and Kiddush. Right? In other words, you can make Kiddush or daven early, even if you go to as long as it's close after Shabbos, you can't make Kiddush Thursday or Tuesday. But as long as it's just before Shabbos, you can do it. So don't you see from here that you can be mekayem the mitzvos in everywhere else, with the exception of Pesach? Then you get to the Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel. I thought Rabbeinu Yechiel was a certain way of learning it. The name Menachus, the Menuchos said the same thing as well. Some of the guys in Hakami, second way of learning it. So I'll open up the other possibility, although I thought I was correct. What's the Rabbeinu Yechiel? What does he do? So some guys suggested he's offering a second teretz in addition to the Rabbeinu Yechiel's teretz before the third teretz, which is going to be the Rabbeinu Yehuda. I thought not that way. I thought what the Rabbeinu Yechiel was doing was asking and answering a specific question on the Rabbeinu Yechiel, kind of like a 1A, 1B versus a 2. Maybe you'll reply like me, I think I'm right. But nonetheless, I'll look at the other possibility as well. Okay, let's do the Rabbeinu Yechiel. Why did the Gemara not answer my area Arab Sachem with the character of the Levi Korbiel? That's to teach you Ashit Tachshach, and the answer that he says is you can't, the Gemara doesn't do it. Why not? It's the Kfar Ashminan. It's a chiddush in Tzvachim, it's not a chiddush over here. Well, then what are we doing? Mavir HaChabal, but we're across Hani Bekosa. Here we just mentioned it briefly, we're alluding to, we're not really getting into the depth of it. Just because we're not teaching you the chiddush here, but yet nonetheless, it is noteworthy. We're not ignoring it, even though it's not a chiddush here. I thought that was a question and an answer from Rebbe Korbiel. According to Rebbe Korbiel, version of the Gemara, understanding. Should the Gemara have asked, given a different answer? And no, it certainly happened. Other guys wanted to suggest, no, the Rabbi Yechiel suggested Teretz number two, which is going to end up being very similar to the Rabbi Yehuda, who's just further being the Teretz. The question is, it's essentially there are going to be two major approaches, the Rabbi Korbil and the Rabbi Yehuda. Is the Rabbi Yechiel kind of like a 1B or kind of like a prelude to two? So, I really thought I was correct, but I wasn't at that possibility. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda continued. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Yeah, what is the Rabbi Yehuda's teretz?
So I'll show you that even though you can like slaughter the Pesach before, you still can't eat it.
Sharpening. What is Achet Tefshach? Why do you need Achet Tefshach? Right. In other words, yeah, good. What is the conceptual or halachic difference between the Rabbi Yehuda versus the Rabbi Korbil? What's the difference? This you should have pulled out. This should be the first thing you ask. What is the difference? Anytime you find two terutzim, you should ask yourself, what is the difference between them? What are the pros? Before you get the pros and cons, what is the conceptual difference between them? There's a major halachic difference between them, which is? That's true, but that's the secondary difference. There's a more primary difference.
The reason those are the foundation that you should have been able to see how it works with other things.
What is the major difference between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Korbil?
The reasoning that the Rabbi
Yehuda
is special.
Correct. We said read twice. The Rabbi Korbil, I think you meant it. The Rabbi Korbil is telling you Pesach is fundamentally different from all the other holidays, Lagabi Bibo Jom, Lagabi Kosefes Ayom. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's fundamentally the same as all the other holidays. You hear that? Why did he actually tear Shav Dafka by Pesach? Either because it's really different from all the other holidays, or it's not different, but nonetheless, you would have thought of it. Just to break it down conceptually properly, the question itself is really predicated on two assumptions. What two assumptions is this Tosfos Kasha predicated on? It's based on two assumptions. What are the two assumptions from Tosfos this question? What? Okay, that's one. Actually, two assumptions. Did you tell me to?
No.
Okay, yeah. Number one is, Asher Tech Shach is Shita. Therefore, like the mother shah. In other words,
I think
it's Shita
for all holidays.
Therefore, what don't teach you? Right, therefore, don't teach you. Yeah? This was the question. Now, the answer is going to obviously, if both of these assumptions are true, the mission is wrong. So, one of those assumptions has to be false. Which assumption is false?
The read is
reasonable. But the answer? Not focus on the Korbil and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see. What is the Rabbi Korbil really saying?
The first one is false.
The first one is incorrect. The Rabbi Korbil says, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. You want to know why? It's fundamentally, it's not pashut at all. Because it's different from most other holidays. It's fundamentally different. Essentially, what we're doing is we're changing the entire understanding. We're like ochering hard over here. You said it was totally pashut that all the holidays are Asher Tefshach. It's not true. Dafka Pesach is Asher Tefshach. However, the other, because of Derech HaKasuv, Karpet HaMatzah Bar, right? Pashas Balayla. However, the Gabi all the other holidays, Shabbos, is not true. According to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, it really is true. All the holidays are fundamentally the same. They all, Shabbos, Yom Tov, eating your Yom Tov meals, Matzah, Mor, everything's the same. You always have to wait. Asher Tech Shach. Well, if that's the case, what then was the Havamina? And the answer is, there was a unique Havamina that would have allowed a person to eat Matzah and Mara early. What was that Havamina? The fact that the Shechita of the Karban Pesach takes place in the afternoon would potentially allow someone to believe you can eat the Karban Pesach in the afternoon. There's a, because why? It should be a connection. Kamash Balan, and it's worthwhile to go for Kamash Balan, it's not my business right now. Kamash Balan is less of a connection between the Shechita and Achila. Kamash Balan is a connection, but nonetheless, you don't have to do it. In other words, if I was analyzing the relationship between Achila's Karban Pesach and Shechita's Karban Pesach, this Havamina would be very important to figure out what got rejected in the Maskara. Did we separate the two entirely or just allow for a time gap in between? But how much of a linkage is there? However, that's not my business right now. What is my business is to understand. Tosefes Hayom, Tosefes Yom Tov, Tosefes Miv Ojo, etc., etc. And Lechor is a fundamental difference between the two of them. The Rimi Korvil seems to say Tosefes Hayom is not good enough to allow one to eat Shabbos meals that, except for the unique Zeres HaKosim by Pesach. However, for the Yehuda, it's not, it's not good enough to eat your meals by, because it never is. And therefore, why didn't you simply mention Pesach? Because Yehuda had a Havina to eat the Pesach, but the Karban Pesach came out from Wanda. But that Havina Maskara I mentioned briefly is an interesting thing to look at. However, conceptually, the major fundamental difference between these two opinions. Again, where the Rebbe Yechiel is he kind of like a 1B or a 2A? I thought he's much more like a cash test than the Rimi Korbil, although there are those who think that he's like similar to the Rebbe Yehuda, maybe this is a step further. It could be the word Omer sounds like he's not really asking on the Rimi Korbil, although pretty much it's a cash. That's what I thought. If you want me to fight better one, I'm not going to get into more right now.
Oh, you're saying
I guess I will, yeah.
Because then it's option zero, then there's a fish, and everything is built into the screen.
Maybe. I'm making sure she's not going to be Okay. I would make it zero, make it, you know, renumber it, yeah. Okay. New Rabosa, when you come this far learning, what's the next stage you have to ask?
Let's go ahead and ask.
Folks have done a good job with that, right? I've been telling you guys the same question all day, every single day. I always do the same thing. What's my problem? No question. New will be time. What's the love is over here? What's my problem is over here? Mark Fowler?
Yeah.
Yes, you doing all right? No, how you doing? You want to touch what? You good? You follow the stuff on the internet?
Yeah.
You have some yes, but like what's behind it? What's behind it? Oh, you good? You following?
Yeah.
See, all right? No. So to start, there's two issues that you could potentially analyze. What might you want to analyze? What would the issues be? Maybe.
Can you talk about Achitakshav? Or I was talking about this modem. Are they all dependent on each other or are they somehow connected?
Maybe.
That's
not
it.
That's a
but I'm saying in terms of like relating in Shabbos like, or other than Homer, you better pay the whole time.
That's amazing. What's the relationship between Pesach meals versus other meals? I would have said something different. I was thinking there were two ways. Although it could be. I would have said, let's just review the machlokas before break it down, which is the machlokas is, can I eat a classic Seudas Shabbos / Yom Tov during what's called Tosefes Shabbos or Yom Tov? That being the case, I want to analyze either the Suda and when it has to be eaten, what its relationship is with other Pesach, these types of things, which I don't want to discuss right now, although worthwhile to discuss. In other words, does the Sheuda require Zman Shab Shechot Kaddish? I don't know where that would come from, but the Machlok is about Sheuda. And could you bring a rabbi from Pesach? Could you not bring a rabbi from Pesach is what you guys were alluding to. Or it could depend upon the nature of Tosfot Shabbos, which I'd like to focus a little more on today. It could be the first Mahalach is right. It could be the Islamist, it doesn't work. It could be the Mahalach that has nothing to do with Tosfot Shabbos, but rather, when is the appropriate time to eat the Suda Shabbos? On Kedusha Shabbos or in the Shem Shabbos, along those lines? Maybe. One could suggest that. However, it may not depend upon the mitzvah of Seudah Shabbos, and much more on the Sefer Shabbos, in which case, what would the Machlokas be? You down to say that? Oh, who's the one who's talking? Yeah, go ahead. Just feel free to raise your hand and speak out loud. Talk to that. Yeah, we got
in terms of defining every word, what
the okay, good, correct. What is the nature of the Sefer Shabbos? Tell me, what helps define Sharper?
In other words, like one part of, like, in one aspect of the take off Shabbos or not take off Shabbos.
Yeah.
Like what
you're allowed
to do during that time.
Yeah, I'll start with, I'm with you. I think you're 100% correct. What is Tosefta Shabbos? What is its basic, most minimum standard? It's your malacha. Potentially like a buffer zone. In other words, don't wait till the last millisecond before Shabbos. You can make it the last split second. You're going to be making mistakes. You want to know what? There's a mitzvah called the Tosefta Shabbos, which was designed as a buffer zone, which was designed as an insurance policy to make sure no one should violate Shabbos. Its nature, its purpose, is to prevent people from being violating Shabbos. Alternatively, it has
exactly some
element of its mamash Shabbos. And now that they want to get into too specific, now you left open all the possibilities where it has middle, it has certain elements of Shabbos, it has quiet, it has some level of Kedusha Shabbos. You don't have to go Shabbos Mamish, you can say something slightly shorter of it, which would be like it has elements of Kedusha Shabbos. And I stuck it down to Kedusha Shabbos closer to here, because the Issur Malach means there's really no Shabbos at all, there's no Kedusha Shabbos, you can't perform mitzvahs, you can't do anything. However, there's Issur Malach. Alternatively, you could say the other thing is Mamash Shabbos with no halachic differences. And it could be there's room in the middle for, in addition to Issur Malacha, some mitzvos, other mitzvos. We're only talking about specifically Kedusha Shabbos over here. So I'm not sure if it just proves that there is Kedusha Shabbos with Shabbos Mamash. However, Dani would therefore suggest, according to the Rivi Korbio, which shot is correct? What did Rivi Korbio say? I think it's a special dress that goes with Dafka by Matzah. But by other holidays, what? You can eat it, you would say, it's probably as close to this Kedusha Shabbos. And he says, Kedusha Shabbos. Hang on a second, I'll make it actually cooler in a second. Masha Enkin, the Rabbeinu Yehuda over here, who believes, no, you can't perform mitzvos. Again, I mean, you could believe somewhere in the middle. Right? In other words, it could be that there's some Kedusha Shabbos is not enough for Suda. And that gives my folks to be about Suda. But we'll learn Plush of Shat that according to the Ben Yehuda, there is no Kedusha Shabbos at all. All there is the Issur Malacha. One should not do malachas during this time period. However, you can't eat your meals. You can't have Suda Shabbos and Suda Zandit. And you can look absolutely you can't. It's not a Shabbos. The reason why you can't have matzah is because it's special to the customer. You need live up, not take that. This is the first potential Nafka Midas HaAr HaKir that we're going to deal with today, which is the nature of Tosefes Hayom. Take a quick round of questions, we'll get two or three quick more Nafka Midas, and then we'll try to analyze. Derek Hager, just to finish the process first, let's finish the theme, let's finish the Yerushalmi. Yeah. So, what's the remaining? Who's the main raya?
Yerushalmi.
What's the remaining Korbil going to do with that?
So, yeah, we have
maybe do something else. Maybe just ignore it. I don't really feel necessary. I don't feel obligated to defend Rishon against Yerushalmi. Maybe it's not close to Yerushalmi. Maybe some Rishon think they agree with my focus. However, there is a strong Gemara seeming to indicate that there any Kurbil is for that. What's that Gemara? Brach and that Chavdan. Because what does Gemara allow for? Kiddush and Tefillah mean the Ojom. Doesn't that show me that why? There's no issue, it's a law, it's Kiddusha Tayyam. So we have to, we'll get back, we'll try to defend the Rabbi Yehuda against that. But first, let's just flesh out the Svaras a little more clearly. I'll take around the questions, we'll look for textual nuances that Adam and others may have pointed out for the post-post. Then we'll move on to stage 2, which is other nafkaminas to this Chakira. And then we'll move on to stage 3, which is the defense for the Rabbi Yehuda against the Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara Brach, the Staff Brach. Yeah, what's that, Rabbi? You should definitely make Shabbos early, no matter which sheet you go. Because if it is so, the direction that I want, my focus on Shabbos. As called for seven Shabbos, for seven Shabbos, yeah, absolutely. Once you now run down 36 for Shia, God may come up all over to Shia and not have a chance of that. Because those have to deal. There are even posts people believe, I don't think it's intended to Haram HaMaisim, but there are posts people believe, if you have 10 seconds left, that you should not have Shabbos, you become Shabbos, with those seven Shabbos, and God will come up. Crazy, right? We don't say, but the ideal thing is the yeshiva, and you look at the yeshiva, the yeshiva comes when God is, somebody can make a crop. Now we have a couple of shots of Kedushas. We got to be but we do our best to make sure we cut it significantly earlier. We don't spend that last 10 seconds to shiva. Sometimes when you get married, you have kids, and I want to be my family, it becomes a problem again. But we try our best. We try our best.
Yeah. Is she way like that in the Shema?
Yeah, it could be how you give a vote to the Kabbalah Shabbos. I want to see exactly how you argue. Then we're going to have some debate. Yeah.
Well, isn't Zvachim also right for the Rabbi Kabbalah?
Depends on how much like the Rabbi Kabbalah defense. But yeah. Meaning, yes, but we already defended that. Okay. Do we have any textual errors that we want to make in this discussion before we move on, Adam? What do you want to say? What is a quick napkin meaning to this Shiloh before we go back and try to defend the remaining Huda against the Gemara? Napkin meaning number one. You said the Gemara in the Maseches Sukkos on that Mazayim. The Gemara there is dealing with a whole Aricha is not relevant to us right now. The Gemara says, well, if X, Y, and Z is the case, it's not that this is what X, Y, and Z is right now, how in the world can a woman get married? The Gemara answers, you know what she can get married? She can get married on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So totally, the Subas picks up, she can get married on Yom Tov. How in the world can the Gemara in Subas write that a Isha can get married on Yom Tov? There's a famous Gemara in the Sefer Taggida which writes, a woman cannot get married on Yom Tov, not even a Chol HaMoed, of course. You're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov, according to the Gemara Chagig, in that text. So the Gemara Chagig says you can't get married on Yom Tov, and the Gemara Chagig says you can get married on Yom Tov. That is one of the terminology we call a stira. So Tosis has come, Tosis in Stubas, his job is to try to explain that stira, to try to parent for the kasha, try best to split hairs. So Tosis has a tank there, which is Tosis Rosh, it's two something against third and ninth day. Do you know anyone who's Tosis in Stubas, what's against it? It's two answers. Two answers, what? Correct, yeah, exactly. One shot is committed, not just. One shot post-coach says, is it post-coach tail? It's post-coach young kid. It's not young kid's mom, it's just dressed before young. And therefore, there's no simcha. And once there's no simcha, there's no problem of a market simcha with simcha. Then post-coach says, the second parent. And he says, there's some other way you got to young kid. Either you do it with the shluchei habal, or you do some other technical maneuver, which is you make a party, you make a wedding without a party, you take away the party, and for some reason there is some element of simcha, but not enough simcha which causes the conflict. Interesting to think about that last paragraph. How much simcha caused the conflict? Only two bona fide simcha. The quasi simcha, not the Zephyr. Read it out with what that analyzed. Okay. But whether or not Tosefis Yonkis is a good answer or not, L'chorah may depend upon these 2 days of Tosefis. Meaning, can one get married during Tosefis Yonkis? If I had to ask you, what would you decide halacha l'maisa? Before you can get to that, based on Tosefis Ksuvos, it's probably not closer to 2 days of Tosefis. What Adam's saying is correctly, what should that depend upon? Exactly how shy. If Tosefis Yonkis and Tosefis Shabbos, and all these things are just a buffer zone, there's no Kiddusha Hayom, so Moshe, there's no Simcha. And if there's no Simcha, of course you can get married during the Tosefis Hayom. Because the problem of getting married is only when there's Simcha, because they marry Simcha to Simcha. However, when there's no Simcha, it's another Moshe, you should be able to get married during that section of Yom, i.e. the Tosefis Hayom. However, the second day of believes that there is Simcha during the Tosefis Hayom. Any Rishon who says, and Alki Tashuk, the second day of Tosefis, is rejecting it for that reason. It's not Mochr, but could be. Could be the second day of Tosefis rejects the first day of Tosefis, Gufa for this reason. Gufa for this reason because it's real Kiddushas Hayom, it's Shabbos Mamish, or Yontif Mamish, I think it has Simcha. Again, one could figure out, maybe have a middle approach, doesn't have Simcha, doesn't have Simcha, it's not Mamish Shabbos, but there is, it's further in that direction. It's really, there are elements of Yontif that carry over during, it's more, I'll say it this way, it's more than just Isra Malacha. There's Simcha as part of that day as well. This could be a Nafkamina number two, potential Nafkamina to our criteria. How do you say that?
Isn't there obviously a problem of getting there on time for the beginning?
It could be that's, you know,
either way.
What?
The answer is not that it's a problem. At least for those, no one could ever get married.
That's a good question. How would Joseph Rush in the second institution? That meant Zion, Salah offers a Kenyan and Prime Nurse.
Is Rama a Kenyan and Yom Kippur also?
I think both. These are the grounds of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Even if, I don't know, well, it could be a narrative Shabbos to me. But for Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you could probably, Salah for Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but you could probably
pause right here. It's going on.
Yeah, I think he was calling that Rama. He was talking about that Rama. Rama, right? He said you could do during the Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Exactly how that works. It's worthwhile questions to delve into further. That's not the first thing that comes to mind about here just now, but you have to have a good catch. Okay. Potential Nafkaminas 3 and 4 come up in the study in Beza. The Gemara Beza, people still think my Beza is that line. What does Gemara say?
Well,
the Gemara there, although they never actually gave Musa to women, nonetheless, the women would have an incorrect practice. What was an incorrect practice? They were eating until the full of Yom Kippur. They waited until the last second. They were eating until the last second of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara there says, they should have given it to Moshe, but they chose not to. Tosfos on the spot is bothered with a problem. He had to tell you this, gosh, you kind of have to figure it out. You know, analyzing, like, there's Kevin's, there's Ahari's. What's Tosfos' problem? What's Tosfos' question? Yom Kippur, when you cut that split second in half, that should be nechshav mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippur. Isn't that true? Meaning as long as they then violate the Isser, and there's some element of time beforehand, it's infinite, you always cut it in half. That being the case, why in the world was anyone disappointed and why did they disapprove of such a practice? I think Tosefes is implicitly asked that question by articulating it, and he picks up with the answer, which is Assuming that's really what's going on behind Tosa's question, you know, we have come out and state Tosa's question for the first line, which is not the issue of Tosa's answer. So my people know what the answer is. You're right, a split second is not enough. Hang on a second. A split second is not enough. It's too short of a time period. Tosa picks up Mashma, the issue of Tosa's answer. So my people. Maybe it's just a half of people, oh, John. That got it wrong. They waited the split second and they went wrong. So, I don't know how you also match the Yisrael Yeah, I showed you how you did it. Tos says, I don't know what the shear is. I know it's longer than a split second. How much longer? I don't know, says Tos. I don't know the shear either. No better than Tos. Far less than that. But Tosfos doesn't know the shear. He knows that there is a shear. Who asked this question differently? Several Rishonim. What? The Ritva in the Sefer Rasha. Rishonim is also found in the Sefer Shabbos. And the Ra'a says it as well. The Ritva in the Ritva in Rasha answers this question differently. The Ritva in Rasha says no. The reason why they didn't fulfill Tosfos Shabbos is not because it was quantitatively too little. Time, but rather what? What? Correct. In order to fulfill the step of the other, it says there is wrong. In the second Rosh Hashanah text, Kevin Shehosted Dover Hanikar Shiesh from Mishun Kedushin. You have to go out and actively come in as the Mishun Kedushin. The Tosef is that in the Devar, who fits from Allah, will die. It's insuffice just to speak it out. And say, oh, by the way, Shabbos now, or just accepting Malacha, Elishio, speaking to Bram Shal Kedusha, over Tefillah, over Kiddush. How must one be in the kind of mitzvah to accept as Shabbos the seventh of it? With an action, And not just an active pool, and not just an action, but one of Kedusha. So, before I ever find my focus, there really are two machlokes. Number one is there a minimum shear for Tosefes Hayom? What's the answer? Tosefes says, yes, the Ritva doesn't indicate one at all. And number two is, can one verbally be Mekayim? Can one verbally accept Shabbos and have a Chalosh Shabbos without a Pu'ula Shel Kedusha, without, as the Ritva question is, without being Mosif, without being most of a davar hanikar, you need something that you need a davar shal kedusha over tefillah over tefillah. What's the answer to that? Not focus as well. The Ritva seems to allow for the smallest amount of time as long as you have an action. While Tosfos doesn't care about your actions, he cares about how much time you have. In one fell swoop, can someone line up these two days to what we have so far? In one fell swoop, both of these sheaves, right? What they do accept as well as what they don't accept. The minimum versus magnitude, the amount of time, whether there's a shear for Kedusha or not, as well as whether or not an action is needed. What might that depend upon?
I love it.
Yeah, you're saying over my
Kawhi? I wasn't from. In terms of. Of course not.
Okay.
I'm not
really sure if it's shear. I don't know if it's active or not.
I thought so as well. In order to create Kedushas Hayom, just to stop being lost, anyone can stop doing it. In order to make it Shabbos, in order to signify with Kedushas Shabbos, you need some type of act.
Right.
However, if the buffer zone, you think a quarter of a second buffer zone is helpful? And therefore, a quarter of a buffer zone is not helpful. Tosa said the whole goal is to make a buffer zone to prevent it from a lot. Tosfos doesn't need an act to do it, because to stop doing malacha is gufa. It's exactly what it is. The Ritva writes a phrase like this: Tosfos doesn't need a bit of bit malacha bulvad. Tosfos says no, it's gufa bit of malacha bulvad, because all it is an issue of malacha serving as a buffer zone. However, you do need a significant buffer zone. Tosfos may not know how long it is, but a buffer zone of a quarter of a second is unhelpful. It's useless. What gives the buffer zone meaning is that it's long enough that prevents you from violating Shabbos. The Ritva again doesn't believe. He doesn't believe the buffer zone. The goal is not to prevent malach. The goal is to increase Kedushas Hayom. In order to produce Kedushas Hayom, You need a it might be an ula. He doesn't care how long it is. He's not interested in that because it's not serving the buffer. If it's serving the buffer zone, well, quantitative length would be of significance. If it's serving as a separate mitzvah, kedusha yom, length is not the importance. Rather, a pa'ula, giving it meaning, giving it kedusha yom is what's important. El Yifala, here on the halfway. Where are those?
How much so?
Josh, you got it? You good? No, how you doing? Half in, half out. Good, might be there, right? Jason, good. Four and a half minutes, Jean-Marc. You've been all right so far? Yeah, that was right.
Well, I just think
there's a
little
punishment
you have to actively forgive.
I wouldn't have necessarily said this on my own, but I definitely can understand that once the key is left as far apart,
it doesn't happen on its own. The point you actively using it, and
then it's... That Shabbos happens on its own. You gave Shabbos. In other words, for God makes Shabbos. For you to make Shabbos, you need to do something. It can't be kept. Yeah.
Tosa said that there was no shear and it could be done by Dibur. You said
Tosa, yeah, I didn't know if we need Dibur. So it's just memela. just stop doing it. In other words,
yeah. What's
okay, yes, I,
what's with the active pool that you need? Like, what was
Kiddushur or Tefillah? Maybe some other one. You just mentioned those two. I'm not sure. I mean, you can think about it a lot. What other things do you do? Maybe I mean, you said the sukkah. If you're going to make you eat the supper, that didn't count. I don't know. You mentioned it.
I understand.
But, yeah.
So the river requires that you do some sort of Kedusha action during the settlement?
The river requires some kind of action, exactly. According to the river, the only way you can be the kindness of those actions with an active field. Now, Kabbalah Shabbos may count. I don't know if you have to doubt which one. But could be Kabbalah Shabbos. That's why many people try to best make Kabbalah Shabbos and yeshivas all across the country, including our yeshivas. And this is the Kabbalah Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos in America. That's one of the reasons why. One of the major reasons why is because we want to make sure we're Mekabel Shabbos, and also there's Shema later. Now we should be blessed for them because we're shoving up the goat. That's important for a minute. Yeah, back to that, I don't want to catch up. Yeah.
The Tosa actually doesn't define for us that line of growth is such a piece, or it's a buffer, isn't
it? He doesn't say how far he says, well, who really is Shia? We don't know the Shia. He tells us, I don't know, but I know there is a Shia. And therefore, depending on how you want to understand that Gemara about why they didn't do a flap of Tosefet Yom, it should depend upon what? What is Tosefet Yom?
I just don't understand why is it that he requires a bigger shearing because
it's a buffer zone, meaning?
So what?
Well, if the whole goal is to prevent you from doing malacha, a quarter of a second is not enough, or a split second is not enough to make sure you don't do malacha. It's too short of a time. Because of the buffer zone, because the goal is to prevent you from accidentally just carrying over the Shabbos, we want to have a significant buffer zone, something that's stable, so that's quantitative. You follow that?
And also the same, like you took like 2 minutes by the end of the buffer zone, but it's not really that much future that you're adding on 2 minutes.
According to the mitzvah, who cares how long it is? Why, who told you in the mitzvah's world there's this length of time of any value at all? The goal is to do it. How long did you put on film? Is there a bigger miss putting on film for 1 hour than 1 second? Maybe, but maybe not. And still may not be a good parallel anyway. If you hold the lula for 30 seconds versus a minute and a half, is there any greater value using a lula for longer? I can see people discussing, I can definitely see the answer being yes, but I can definitely see the answer being no. This is just to do to talk type of thing. Could be. It could be the mitzvah some type of shear also. I don't know. He doesn't mention it. I wouldn't know that he does. It makes sense that he does because he doesn't use that. Anyway, I think at a methodological level, it's just an important stage to realize that if I want to understand what is missing from these women, Tosefes Hayom, which is dependent upon what Tosefes Hayom is. The reason said, hey, Tosefes Hayom is creating a high level of Kedusha Shabbos. They didn't do that. Kortosis said, hey, Kedusha Hayom is just, I'm sorry, Tosefes Hayom is just the buffer zone. They didn't do that. And therefore, just to return back to the initial question that we had for the Shishas of Yehuda from Tosfos, and Tosfos has in Sachem, as well as based on the Gemara Adam Chavzayim and Rachos. Don't just see by the statutes in Daven Mar early and make Kiddush early that there is some element of what? Kedusha. It's not just an Isser Malacha. It's not just a buffer. Right, the Rini Korbil thought he was bringing a riot to his shita, but totally different halacha. How in the world can you prove that Sudas Hayom, that Sudas is the count on Shabbos from what? From Tefillah and from Kiddush are two different things. The answer is, he's not proving that Suda exists, he's proving this Kiddush HaShabbos. He's proving that it's not a Shabbos. So the question is, what would Rabbi Yehuda do? What would Tosfos in Beitza do? What would all these other Rishonim we linked up Tosfos in Suda? So you can only get one of two ways. Either you can take something technical and say he believes it's more than a buffer zone. It's a buffer zone plus. It's a buffer zone plus a time for Suda. And take some type of a middle approach. A potential middle approach over here somewhere. That, yeah, there's a split. Tosefta Shabbos is not good enough for the Seudah. But it is good enough for Kiddush and Tefillah. Why? It's more than a buffer zone. Why? I don't know why. I have to figure out why that may be true. The other approach I'm going to take is to suggest potentially Tefillah and Kiddush are what? Lavdafka, not linked to Kedusha Shabbos. That Tefillah Friday night and Kiddush are totally divorced, disconnected, and irrelevant to whether or not it's Shabbos on a halachic level. Now the truth is, in terms of Tefillah and Kiddush, which is easier to understand? Tefillah. It's not so difficult to say Tefillah Friday night is not a function of Shabbos, it's a function of Friday night. It just happens to be Shabbos. Friday night davening is Friday night, just like you daven Thursday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, before night, but they daven Friday night. Okay, now it's Shabbos. It's not because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, it just happens to be, you daven Friday night davening. Oh, but right. Even though the words are different, nonetheless, I think the words are not the most obvious thing. For example, a person doesn't daven into Friday night, daven to what? Right. First up, not the Shabbos Mitzvah, not the Saturday night one, actually, I didn't work to this one. In other words, there's certain times when the Tefillahs are, especially because the Gemara is not mistaken, the Gemara says, why don't you dance all the 18, why don't you take all the Bakashas on Shabbos? The Gemara says, that's true for the Tefillah. Which sounds like fundamentally, the Tefillah Shabbos could have had that, it could be the same, you just take it, you don't have it. However, Tefillah is much easier of a problem to solve. The bigger problem, the Chaor, is what? Yeah. What we'd like to do is develop a conceptual understanding of Kiddush, which is somehow not intrinsically tied into the Kedushas Hayom, or at least some understanding of Kiddush in which one is allowed to do it before the actual time of Shabbos. What potential conceptual understanding could that be? How in the world can anyone understand Kiddush in a way where it's done before Shabbos starts? So I'd like to do an analyze the Gemara Brachos for people. If you have a Gemara Brachos, please feel free to open this. Now I have a few copies of the Gemara. There's about 3 or 4 copies of the event, and I will do the best as I can. I'd like, hopefully, in the next 5 or 6 minutes to analyze the Gemara Brachos, develop what I think is a beautiful, beautiful idea.
Here's your quick question.
Saying the fact that Hail Tim, in other words, is a Tosefta text of Rabbi Yehuda, because in my nation, she shares a Tosefta with these people, and he's not killed, she gave a Kama, I've not been a Shmash, and actually thank you from, here's the question. When you read this ritual, if you would, let's say, have done half of that time, I think Ratzel Lassosa Kulo Kodesh Osa. Ratzel Lassosa Mitzasa Uvad Osa. What does Mitzasa mean? I think there's a maximum, should I admit it, am I wrong?
Yeah.
In other words, the maximum, you can't, listen, it's Thursday. Well, if I would go ahead and make kiddush on it. There's a maximum shear, which is from Shkia Anan, or from, right, in other words, from Shkia Sechama, until Banish Mashman, until the Banish Mashman's time, until Shmahalat, Gimel Milan, or Via Mil. However, the Rikman says, I think, right afterwards, you can do Rasa Lasa Kula Kodesh, or Ose, and Rasa Lasa Mikzat, and Vilvan Ose. You can do it. There is a roof, but there's no floor. There's a maximum, there's no minimum. There's a ceiling, but there's no bottom. Mikzat, how much is Mikzat? I don't know. I imagine a small amount of time one can imagine. I don't know. Maybe there is a shear. But if there is, explain after folks on the door. If you take a look at the Gemara Bracha, that puff and base, the Gemara starts with these two dots. Amar of Ada Barava Noshim Chayam Spekidish Hayam Bartol. Rav Ada Barava writes that women are chayav in the mitzvah of Kiddush, and it's a mitzvah midaraisa. That's what it means. What's the word from midaraisa? Dvar Torah. Amai, the Gemara wants to know where this comes from. Right, the Gemara, amai, mitzvah seishas man groma nosh peturos. Is it Kiddush? Can you perform mitzvah Kiddush now? No. You perform Kiddush yesterday? No. Is it therefore time bound, i.e. triggered by time in the mitzvah seishas man groma? So here come two answers, Abayi and Rav. It's a little bit of a funny Gemara.
Where are we?
Sorry. Brachos kaf amud beis. Last two words on the line, Am Rabbi, midrabanan. What's the answer? Midrabanan. Now, what's difficult about that? What? Not ambiguous. What's the problem with that? What? Why? We said to our Torah, we wanted to know how women are chayav midaraisa. You know what the answer is? Midrabanan. It's a very difficult suggestion. That's actually what Rabbi picks up. The only criteria I wanted is that it be daraisa. So b'chlal what Abayi was thinking, I don't know. It's a difficult Gemara to learn how to read. You have to defend Abayi somehow. This is very difficult to do so. I had a few ideas, but not right now. And the second kash I thought was bizarre as well. What? Did the Rabbanon the mechayivim in all mitzvahs say? You know what Abayi would defend himself by saying? No, just kiddush. So that's exactly what the first kasha is so strong I can't understand Abayi, and not that the second kasha would even be needed, but the second kasha is so weak, I'm shocked that Rabbi asked him. Both of those need the tzarachim. When we learn brachos, we'll get into this deeper. It's really not my business for our context. Our context is Ella again, but I can't read that Gemara and not make these comments. You know, it's important you should be trained to think and not dull over, not in the same, it's an expression that should make you want to tear a Kriya, just to daven up a Gemara without paying attention to the words. Even the expression daven up means read it through quickly without paying attention. It's unfortunate, that's the connotation of davening has been stated. In any event, you gotta like make those comments when you read a Gemara, even the keys. You can't not think when you're reading. Enough to come with all the answers, but you can't not ask questions. That's my style. Amar Rava, Amar Krav. I'll tell you how women are chayav with Dvar Torah. Zav Hamasham Akash Yesh Mishira Yesh Nu Mizchira. Ani Nashul Hov Yesh Nu Mishira Yesh Nu Mizchira. There's a Zohar Hamasham connection. Akash Yesh Nu Mizchira Yesh Nu Mishira Yesh Nu Mizchira. Anyone who is chayav with Shomer, which means law of Hashem, is chayav with Zohar, which means this. Isn't that a simple understanding? Pshuta Kimashmo. Therefore, women should be chayav in many, 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 many mitzvahs. A woman chayav in Havdalah? Machlokas Yishon. But that might happen to them. What might that, at first glance, what would you say? Havdalah is a mitzvah station has nine grammar, therefore what? But, however, what?
Comes
to Shomer Zohar and say, chayav, why would they, okay, good, what about the Shomer say, what? Maybe it's not a Shabbat, but it takes my deck to Shabbat. I'm just going to understand it. The three, the God, or something else. I'm not sure. The country, the God, not my reason. History of God. So maybe Hagdol is not a Shabbat because it's maybe the most Shabbat.
Why are you playing Zafora in Asen? Maybe Zafora is
Kiddush. Oh, we'll get to that with that. Hang on, you're great. There's another machloket. So that's one way of learning the machloket about Havdalah. That's machloket that has a foundation of Havdalah. We should be aware that machloket is about Havdalah. Machloket is not a statement. The word is chayim in the Rebbe Yonah. quoted in the base text of this. This Yosef quotes the one that's kind of the only that favors that women are. Sorry, that women are having not more present or having. Like the video, not the data. I forgot what we're just having a video to go. No, the video says, oh, I don't know. But the base text of quotes goes to. Another map, okay. We'll get back to this and we'll try to answer it all one fell swoop. Mark, hold on for just a few minutes. If you heard what so far I said, pretend you didn't. If you didn't understand it, I'm going to give you a chance to think in a few minutes. However, there's another map, okay. Are women hired to have three meals a day? And if so, they had to have less ambition. So I think there's a sheet of the actual Shlomo who writes no. But with the exception that most of the Shana Bundle guys. The question is why? So if you look in the second chapter, it's coming up in the Korosu, it's not going to be a big time in the round. Anyone see a big time holds? For instance, the Akim and Yibo Lishonis, they were also beneficiaries of the miracle. They also received the month, and therefore they should also have to eat three meals and have left permission. That's what Korosu says. Worthwhile loading is even here a big time hold by Korosu against the Rashbam. That they are beneficiaries of their goal opposed to having part. This is a thing that I'm going to delve into right now. The Ran says, I don't understand. You're right, Afghani could apply this in a much more simple makor to the Messiah who is three meals and last question, what is it? The Shamar Bizakar connection. Koshish to the Shamar. Koshish to the Shamar, the Shamar is clear. It's a big problem that everyone asks. What is the Ram? Why did the Ram say it himself? Why did the Big Time not make this? The Big Time was left in charge for a long time. Rabbi Akiva Eiger came along, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger is brilliant. Ask what Mark asked right here. Mark said, slow down. The whole world understands exactly the Gemara how you did. However, there's another way of interpreting the Gemara. No, besides Mark. How and Daniel understood it. Daniel understood it? Daniel understood it? Good. How was the Gemara? Is he understood or not? And it's the Gemara says we connect what Shmira to Kol Shesh to Shmira Yeshua Zechira. Mark pointed out correctly that what Mark, who said Zechira means Kol Mitzvot, as said, what might it mean only? After all, what's the source that you're supposed to make Kiddush? Zachar something special. That was Mickey Baker's question. Mickey Baker did not apply it to the Ran and Rebbe Town. He did not apply it to the context of Havdalah. He was stuck, he wasn't sure what was right, and he said, no, it must be all mitzvos. I'm convinced. He opened it, he was the first one to think creatively. However, he proved from two examples, not in this right now, that it's all mitzvos. The salvation came along later on and said, although Rabbi Akiva Eiger was convinced, there was one side of Hakira, I'm not convinced. The salvation said, it could, although it may not. One could suggest an alternative understanding to the Havdalah Shal side of this group. What might it depend upon? No? Are we going to have Havdalah? It may not depend upon whether or not Havdalah is a different Shabbos or Moshe Shabbos Mitzvah, like the Mishnah Berurah at the Prima Garden Mitzvah. Everyone could hold it's a mitzvah mitzvah. The question is what? Are women chayav in all mitzvahs, i.e. those that include Havdalah? Or it would only be Kiddush, in which case potentially one could argue it's Kiddush Davka and not Havdalah. Now the truth is if you look at the Rishonim inside, you don't get the impression that's true. Conceptually it works, if you read the Rishonim, it's probably not the case. However, Rabbi Salavitch, by resurrecting this to the key behavior, in addition to potentially being Ma'azim Achlokis, which is somewhat useful, but I don't think textually speaking is true, it's very, very helpful in the context of the Ryan or Big Time. Why? Because you didn't understand why the Big Time didn't say the Shamar the Zachar connection. What's the reason why? Maybe because Zachar doesn't mean. Chomis doesn't say like the Ran said, but rather it means not to kiddush. And therefore, this little cute hakira that Rabbi Akiva opens up in the salvation, randomly, it's like the bowl of randomly, may, although probably not explaining, whether or not a woman are chayav in Havdalah. And it probably does explain this machlokes based on the Ran as to whether or not women are chayav in three meals based on Shomer Zachar and Pinachim. Now, Derech Agav, further and further, which part makes more sense, the Beit HaMikdash or the Ran? Which do you like more? Which side of the Kibbeh do you like more? I thought, you're right, the Shomer means all the low-fat cases, not just the Zonkar means the Asi. And if you think about it conceptually, I understand very well why all the low-fat cases would be connected to all the Asis. Shabbos means, I'll tell you why. There's such a thing as an integrated Kiddush. There's one Kiddush that you want Shabbos. Would you tell me you kept Shabbos, you didn't do Boer, but you did do Meraki? No, you broke Shabbos. You didn't just keep half of Shabbos. If you don't, do Hotzah, and you don't do Zoraya, but you do Chorish, you didn't keep two-thirds of Shabbos. Or 39 of Shabbos. You broke Shabbos. Why? Because there's one Kiddush on Shabbos. Similarly, not the exact same, similarly one may argue that anyone who has the Isurim of Shabbos has the mitzvah for Shabbos. Why? Because it's impossible to separate the Aseid and the Lotaseid of Shabbos because Shabbos has one Kiddush on Hayom. Just like it's impossible to break half of Shabbos, it's impossible to be chayav in half of Shabbos. There's no such thing as a half Shabbos. There's no such thing as the low tachreis without the asid. That lechora would be the svara for the Ram. That Shabbos has an integrated kedusha. It's one of the same. It's indistinguishable. It's synthesized. There's no such thing as the low tachreis without the asid. The question is, according to Mark's suggestion, which is really the Canadian suggestion, but the one that Rabbi Salvation took and explained for a big time. What's the logic for that? And I'll get to that in 2 seconds. I'm just taking out the questions. You see with me so far?
Yeah.
So what's good? Have you good? Hey, where was it?
Just in the minute time. How do you get it?
Yeah, it's my focus, right?
Yeah, it's my focus. That was my focus.
Well, why? The line says, Shomer Zachar should be reading more than the kind of reading the open. I don't know. Makes sense, right? Shomer Zachar, Zachar doesn't mean all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. It means what? And therefore, would it apply to the three meals? And therefore, why are we chayim the three meals? You need something else. Derech Agav, the Amshal Shlomo, if you were to putter, what is he going to have to hold? He's going to hold the coolest of both sides, isn't he? He's going to hold half pain is not shy for whatever reason why. And Shomer Zachar is not shy either. So it's not that bad. Yeah? Okay, the bonus. Yeah? What's the difference between like, you say, Ellie, how you doing? You with me? Yeah. Ellie, what's your happiness? This is like a really good shit of happiness. Okay. Like, this is like my most classic.
It's worded.
It is worded. Mm-hmm. You know, why in the world would Kiddush be the only mitzvah that's connected to the Lotas days? For some reason, the Lotas days identify with Kiddush more than Havdalah, probably, more than three meals, more than Lechem Mishnah, more than. What other mitzvahs you can think of? Yeah, you see what you want to say?
I think maybe we didn't actually have the definition of the word to take short of the Kedusha Shabbos, which is why the Malchus is going to be clear as a kid, like in between the two. And that's a clear, because it's like a mission would be a clear also to take a month. Other things are not as federal.
You definitely not off. You're on the right track. I was sharper than you're saying what I'm saying, but you have the right means to flesh that a little further. Yeah?
Which is what makes Shabbos just say the greatest.
That's the issue, Sam. I was my sharper one step further. It's more than just keeping the kids defending the Shabbos. It's that without it, the Lotas is meaningless. Me. Yeah, my wallet, I'm like, okay, I think my pencil up. Can I keep the Shabbos right now? Yeah. I'm not planting. I'm not separating. I'm not throwing also the pigs into the wind and having the wind separate them. I'm not doing any melachos. None of this to do with the past and none of the other melachos. I'm not sowing. I'm not doing anything about the Shabbos right now. So if I would do this on a Saturday, it's the same thing. So apparently somehow it's avoiding a melacha. The Salvation said, the Chora without Kiddush is a Shvisa Shein and Nikeres. You're refraining from the lo taseh, it's almost irrelevant, it's almost not noticeable. It's not recognizable. Refraining from the lo taseh is just by chance, it's arbitrary, it's haphazard, it's circumstantial. And even if you have kavanah, it is that enough, so it could be, you know what Kiddush does? Kiddush infuses koach, meaning, value, into your avoiding malacha. Kiddush gufa. It's gufa kiddush that makes the lo taseh meaningful. It's gufa kiddush that gives that direction, explains what you're doing. Where does that come from? What is Kiddush? Kiddush declares today is a different day. It's not a classic day. When I don't do malacha today, that's gufa for a reason. It's not just a chance. It's not haphazard. I'm gufa doing something to show that the lota says are meaningful. If that's the case, what is the koach of Kiddush? What is the meaning of Kiddush? What's the purpose of Kiddush? Not per se to sanctify the day further. According to this understanding of Kiddush, we have to make Kiddush gufa on Shabbos itself. Potentially, you know when you have to do it? Anytime there's a Shabbos melacha. That's exactly what Rebbe Yehuda is. You know that? It could be that Rebbe Yehuda allows for Kiddush during Tosefta Hayom. Why? It's close enough to Shabbos, A. But it could be even deeper. B, it's not just that it's close, that's A. It could be that it's loved out on Shabbos when you have to make Kiddush, as long as it's close enough to Shabbos to tell you that the Lord God says it needs. However, there's a deeper Shabbos. Because according to Yehuda, what is Tosefet Shabbos? It's from Allah. What is Kiddush linked to? It's from Allah. And therefore, tefillah is irrelevant. That's the answer to the question of tefillah, because I know you're wrong. And Kiddush is not tied into halachic Shabbos. It's not tied into, it's misnomer, because Kiddush is not linked to the Kiddush of Hayom. You know what it's linked to? Yisr Malacha. It's good for the meals that you can't have really said for the day you lose. But the Yisr Malacha, Kiddush stems out of not the Kiddush of Hayom. Like others may suggest, like we thought earlier on, we thought Kiddush was an overflow, an outgrowth of Kiddush of Hayom. L'chora was suggesting to the Rebbe Yehuda that Kiddush is not an outgrowth of the Kiddush of Hayom, but rather an outgrowth, rather something that gives meaning, gives life, explains what the Issur Melacha, and it gives meaning to the Issur Melacha. That being the case, l'chora, all it needs to be in order to do Kiddush would be Tosefes Yom Tov, Tosefes Shabbos. And it could be that would be the teretz for the Rebbe Yehuda. Being that I went over a few minutes, I just want to stop this thing. I'll stick around a few minutes afterwards. I'll be around all afternoon. If there's more questions, I'm going to do this. I wasn't just too much.